Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're live at the NovaCare Complex, and it's Wednesday, and we are talking Eagles and Buffalo Bills. And yes, there are some things to talk about, and we want to share them with you today. Andy Reid comes along at 11:40. We'll go into the locker room live, as we do, and get Michael Vick in his second press conference of the week. He was here last night in Eagles Nightly, and I hope you watched that. He was great. Sense of optimism here. I like to hear when Michael speaks. Gets me fired up. I like him a lot. But we will get some phone calls as well. Take a couple of calls, then the great Merrill Reese will join us and explain everything that has gone wrong with this football team and his solution for getting the Eagles back on the winning track. We begin today with some phone calls, 215-339-6709. Let's begin in New York with Alan. Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing, man?
Better. I'm better and better every day.
You know what? You read my mind, man. I've been miserable the past couple of days.
I think everybody's been miserable.
Yeah, man. Very irate. You know, when usually my buddies and I will talk about football, and I've been kind of staying away from them the past couple of days just because they know my team is the Eagles. Well, I wanted to talk to you about the interview yesterday that you had. It was a great interview.
Yes, well, it was. What did you think of what Michael said?
I think it makes me believe in what he's saying. He is our offensive leader mm-hmm. in the pack, and what I'm really looking for, who is the defensive leader in the pack?
That's a good question, Alan. The defensive leader, I would tell you that just based on. I don't think there's been great leadership on that side of the football, to be honest with you. I think that it's maybe Trent Cole, maybe Jason Babin to a degree, but the way Cullen Jenkins stepped up after the game, I sense that he is now ready to. And it's hard when you're new to the team to assert yourself so quickly, but I think the defense is screaming out for leadership, and I think Cullen Jenkins is the perfect guy to lead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He definitely has experience. Come on, the guy has a ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who wouldn't believe in him? And Brian Rowe, he's not bad. You know, that forced fumble that he had, that was a good play. But he just has to keep consistent throughout the game, like you said.
Well,
60-minute game.
I think we're at the point now with this defense where it is simply the running lanes are so huge. And they're getting gashed so much in the run game. And whatever Juan does, he's got to figure out a way to get these guys off of blocks or plug up these run lanes or improve the tackling. I've never seen anything like it where there's just been so many gaping holes in the run game. And it's a major concern.
How do you feel about bringing down the safety, making a – an eight-man box.
Yeah, I mean, I could certainly see an eight-man box. I Nate Allen steps up right there. And
yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. You know. As far as the cornerbacks are concerned, I still greatly believe in Nnamdi,
mm-hmm.
although he needs to step it up. I know he could tackle better. I've seen him tackle better in Oakland.
My read on Nnamdi is that he's not confident, just like everybody else on defense. There's not, other than the front four, that back seven, there's just no confidence. There's no continuity. There's no fitting together. And I don't know what Juan's going to do from a scheme standpoint, but he's got to come up with something that works and stick with it.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Something basic.
Dave. You're absolutely right, Dave, because honestly, we're going up to Buffalo, and the Bills like to sling the ball a lot, and they like to run the Wildcat. They have a really good offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be an easy game for us. Let me go ahead and give you my prediction on that one. I say 34-21 Eagles.
Okay.
And, I pray that we get to this day because, honestly, it looks like the wild card is going to be in the NFC North.
That's too early to tell. Too early to tell. I'm just as much as I think they're a great story, and I think the NFL's. I'm just not buying into the Detroit Lions. I'm just not going to do it.
We don't need the wild card because we're going to get out of the division.
Got to win the division. I think the Eagles have to win the division to make it to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Dave, you have a good day.
Hey, Alan, thanks for the call.
All right, man.
All right, that's Alan in New York. Starting things off, let's take a little break. The voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, comes in to talk about a 1-3 Eagles team. Where do they go from here? Well, we know they go to Buffalo, but how do they get back on the winning track? And what does this coaching staff do to turn things around for the Eagles? Merrill Reese in our studio next here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet.
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple. It's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. All right, Merrill.
Hi.
Hi. All right, Merrill, sum up in however many words you'd like your thoughts on being 1-3.
I can do it in one word. Disappointing. Extremely disappointing. Well, there's two. But it has been a terrible start to the season. They didn't start well in St. Louis, but they beat a bad team. And then when they played the game in Atlanta, you had the feeling, you know what, it was a great game. They let a lead slip away, but Michael Vick got hurt, and there were a lot of reasons, and it was a tough team on the road. Mm-hmm. But, Dave, losing to the Giants here and losing to the 49ers of all people here, that's just so tough to figure.
Merrill, what don't you see from this team?
I don't see a tenacious defense. I don't know. I don't see a defense that can say, you know what, it's our job to control this game, to end this game. Let's finish it. There is no way they're going to pick up yardage in chunks against us. I don't see that. I don't see fire. From the offense,
isn't it bizarre?
From the offense, I see mistakes. Too many mistakes with as many veterans as we have on this offense.
Juan Castillo obviously is in a very tough spot, Merrill. And Andy Reid has indicated that there will be no changes in the coaching staff. No changes in terms of who calls what. How can Juan turn this around for the defense? Is it a scheme thing? Is it a sticking with what he's done thing and hope it becomes improved? I mean, what do you...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an X's and O defensive expert to talk about schemes. I do know that from what people tell me, what I have heard from people who watched Nnamdi Asamoah in Oakland is the fact that he was a guy who could play right up near the line of scrimmage and pick up a receiver and physically manhandle him. And instead, he's been playing deep with a lot of cushion, and that's not taking advantage of his abilities. That is an opinion that I have heard stated, and it makes sense because we knew that Nnamdi Asamoah was a great player, supposedly one of the great cover corners in the National Football League, and we're certainly not seeing that right now.
Okay, Merrill, so it's on to Buffalo, 1-3. We've been here before. Andy Reid has turned teams around before. What makes you think he can do it this time?
Past performance, and that's it. Past performance, the fact that he has done it before when this team was as low as they could be, all of a sudden they rise up and go someplace. I mean, we saw it a couple of years ago when they lost a miserable game in Baltimore, and came back. They had that tie against the Cincinnati Bengals, that awful game, and they came back and righted the ship. So it's past performance, the fact that we've always seen Andy be able to stay level, not panic, do things, and find answers. I will say this. I was tremendously upset after this game, as all of you were, and certainly you were. Everybody who loves this football team felt it. And yet, I look at them, and I say, are they not better than the Giants? Are they not better than the Cowboys or the Redskins? I still believe that they are. But, if they can go to Buffalo Sunday and beat the Bills, I think they'll pick themselves up and go and beat the Washington Redskins. If they lose to the Bills and go 1-4, then, David, the sky truly is falling.
Yeah. Wow. So this is a must-win.
It's as must-win as you could have without mathematical implications, making it a must-win or you're eliminated.
I believe the Eagles have to win the division. Do you agree to make the playoffs?
It would seem that way.
Yeah.
Although, I mean...
Who knows? They could run 9 straight off.
Yeah, they go that way, and then it's a different story. But logically, it seems from what's going on around the league that they have to win the division.
Merrill, your opinion of the red zone, 2 of 7 trips successful against San Francisco. It's been a problem, not really only this year, but we've talked about this for several years here. Need more consistency, need more touchdowns in the red zone.
And have to be able to play better in short yardage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it all translates into. You have a first and a foot or first and a yard. You've got to be able to power it in there. I don't care about the composition of your offensive line, if they're small, if they're undersized, whatever. You've got to be able to push the other team back a half a yard and pick that up. Have to be able to.
Transitioning to the offensive line, Danny Watkins reportedly will start in this game against the Bills. It replacing Kyle DeVan, bigger body, you know, nastier player, we think, although we really don't know much about Danny. I don't know. Did you get a good feel for him watching him in the preseason?
No, other than the fact that he was a struggling rookie who came in a little bit late, had no off season, no OTA like everybody else, and didn't really have a chance to develop, and was put into a difficult situation where he was anointed the starter from the very beginning. But we'll see. I mean, there's been nothing since then. He's only dressed for one game.
Yeah. Merrill, what is your state of mind right now with this team?
Confused, upset, and yet...
Hopeful.
The guy who sees the glass half full, as I always have been, says, Michael Vick, you can win any game where you have Michael Vick lining up. DeSean Jackson, he can break one at any time. Jeremy Maclin. Now, here's a great player, Jeremy Maclin, Dave, who twice in 3 weeks has had critical mistakes. I don't understand it.
Well, the drop against the Falcons, hey, it marred, you know, the best game of his career. But I got to tell you, that fumble against the Niners earlier in the game, he had been carrying the football out like this, was tackled, the ball popped loose. And at the time, I said, put the ball away. And it's Vic carrying the ball loose. It's Jeremy carrying the ball loose. It's guys not paying attention to the little things, to the details. And in Jeremy's case, on the last offensive play of the game against San Francisco, it caught up to him. Hold the clutch it up in your chest.
Dave, I don't remember 1999, but I would bet you if you go back throughout the entire Andy Reid era, go back to 99, which was the first year, go back throughout the entire 90 era, I don't think you will ever find the Eagles minus six and turnover differential after four games.
Yeah, they were among the teams. They're not taking the football away. Two interceptions by these cornerbacks.
That's it.
The safeties haven't really made plays at all.
And yet, I think Nate Allen's going to be a very good player.
But he's physically clearly not where he was prior to the injury. Would you agree with that?
So far, in terms of performance, absolutely.
Yeah. The defense is the defense more concerning to you than the offense?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. But the defense only because this team over the past 3 weeks has had leads. They had a big burst against Atlanta and put up 31 points, and they had a lead. They had a lead against the Giants, and they had a 23-3 lead over the San Francisco 49ers against the 32nd-ranked offense in the National Football League, and let that dissipate. Yeah, I'm concerned. Now, a little concerned about the field goal kicking of Alex.
Yes,
and
see how he bounces back. That'll be very interesting.
You know,
to see.
Alex Henry is a character kid. We have a You know I'm involved with the radio station
sure.
as a part owner up in Levittown, WBCB. And we have a show on Monday nights called Monday Night Kickoff with Paul Jolovitz and Tom Cardella. And it's done from Miller's up there in Bucks County or on the Boulevard. And Alex Henry was scheduled to be the guest this past Monday night. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people in his situation who would have begged off and said, guys, I just don't feel like doing it. He never even attempted to offer an excuse. He was there early. He met all the fans. He looked everybody in the eyes. He said, I missed too. He said, I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But he's confident. He's he's a terrific young man.
Yes, he is.
He's a character guy, and character people succeed. He will come back.
You're an avid golfer, and you could see in the stroke there he just didn't seemed to get the hips through on the swing.
See, I didn't see that because I'm watching the ball leave his foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not analyzing whether his hips are through or whether he pronated or, or you know, whether he had the grip on the club right. But what it looked like to me was that on both cases, he hit the ball solidly. They were not squibbed kicks. They were not
shanked,
off the
right.
hosel.
Right.
They were pure kicks. And in both cases, I was actually surprised because you know, you look at this thing and there's parallax involved and you can't tell. In both cases, Dave, I was surprised to see the official go that way.
It's just symptomatic, Merrill, of a really, really tough start. I always say that in these instances, we find out who the leaders are. And I'm not sure that those leaders in the locker room have been defined. To me, you find out right now.
Oh, I know leaders on this team.
Well, who's the leader of this football team?
Michael Vick.
Who's the leader on defense?
On defense right now, it's Troy Vincent. Oh, he's not here.
Right.
You know, I would think that somebody like Colin Jenkins.
But you don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's been defined yet. I would agree with you. I think Colin Jenkins.
Cole can be a leader by example by the way he plays.
Yeah. And I think Jaquay Parker to a degree, but he hasn't played, you know, except for that first game. So it's a very difficult start. Nobody anticipated
you would
this.
You would think that somebody like Asante Samuel can be a leader. I mean, you hear him on the practice field. You hear him in the locker room. He's not a shrinking violet, and he's a great player. And you would think that he's a guy who could step up and say to these guys, hey, we haven't won this thing yet. They are not scoring another point. I mean, you would think that Asante Samuel could be that guy. He's got that kind of outgoing personality among his teammates.
Sure. Well, we'll see who steps up, Merle. Buffalo Bills, what do you know about them at this point?
I know that they are a surprising 3-1. I know that they had a very, very impressive win against the New England Patriots, and yet at the same time, they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals,
yeah.
which tells me that they're beatable. I know that their offense can score a lot of points, that they have a bright quarterback out of Harvard by the name of Ryan Fitzpatrick. But on the other hand, their defense is not very good, and they do not mount much of a pass rush. They only have at less than a handful of sacks. So I think the Eagles ought to be able to score points against them. But I want to tell you something. If we are up there at Ralph Wilson Stadium on Sunday, and I look up at the clock, and I see there are 8 minutes left, and the Eagles are up by 17 points, I'm not relaxed.
Yeah, I agree. Got to finish off. Now, Merrill, there have been great, great moments in Eagles history at Buffalo, at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Yeah.
You name me two of the great plays.
Well, the greatest play I ever saw was Randall Cunningham being chased by Bruce Smith in the end zone and dodged him eight different times and then stood up and then just fired the ball a mile, and it was caught at midfield by Fred Barnett,
yep,
who ran the rest of the distance for the touchdown. That was the
in a loss, unfortunately.
In a loss.
And then my other great play it wasn't a great play itself, but it was a meaningful play late in the game in 2003. Eagles really needing a victory, and Brian Westbrook running 65 yards for a touchdown. I mean, it was a moment that really got the Eagles off the schneid, got them going, and helped turn that season around.
And Shady McCoy is capable of that,
absolutely,
too. See, and that's another thing. I would have liked to have seen the ball in the head. And I'm obviously Monday morning or Thursday morning quarterbacking.
Wednesday. Or
Wednesday morning quarterbacking. Mm-hmm. See, I want it to be Thursday because that's closer to Friday, which is closer to Saturday, which is closer to Sunday.
And I understand.
I'm ready for another Eagles game,
yeah,
and I'd like them to right the ship. But I think you can give the ball to Shady McCoy four or five times in a row, and they can stop him three or four. And eventually he's just going to break something. He's just going to break something and run the clock. So I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it in Shady's hands as a running back at least 20 times a game.
Well, I think he's the best player on the team, so I would certainly like to see him have the football a lot. He is, and we've said it a lot, he's in the category of the all-time greats that I've seen at the running back position.
Well, he's one of the
Philadelphia
one of the best players
in the category
on the team.
Yeah.
I
think he's the best player at his position in the NFL on this team. How about that?
That's a big statement, I don't think there's a running back playing better than he is right now. But then again, I think that I'd hate to see where this team would be. Well, they couldn't be much worse than 1-3. But what Michael Vick gives this team, what Michael Vick did last Sunday, I mean, I just cannot say enough about the way he escaped the pass rush and threw that pass to Clay Harbor, the way he found any little opening, didn't worry about his head, didn't worry about his hand, and managed to navigate through a lot of players and pick up 75 yards. To me, there's no more dangerous quarterback in the National Football League right now than Michael Vick, and I'm glad he's the guy on this team.
And I'll tell you that he's at such a level that I expect so much of Michael, and there are two plays that bothered me. Third down, fourth quarter, third and six, he's running out of the pocket, hesitates, Navarro Bowman chases him down, end of the drive. And then he had DeSean Jackson open in the end zone on the throw. You were just watching it. What was the play? He had DeSean Jackson wide open in some, and I forget which play it was. I forget what the
where he went another direction.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think there are times when he misses
open receivers.
See that.
I don't know. I think he's just amazing.
I agree. But I'm at the point now where Michael's so much of the offense that every mistake he makes is magnified.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, he doesn't make a whole lot.
No. 416 passing yards and
he's
500 yards of offense.
He is reading defenses. He's patient.
Read the blitz very, very well.
He is very patient. He's on target. He's an accurate passer for the most part. I mean, everybody will miss occasionally, but he knows how to feather the ball. You know how they used to criticize Donovan McNabb that sometimes he would throw at point-blank range and throw a million miles an hour, and Michael doesn't do that. I mean, Michael has great touch. He knows how to feather it. He knows when to gun it, and he's a great long passer, great deep passer.
Well,
in fact, I was sitting here a few moments ago, waiting to come on, and I watched the replay, and I'm sure you have it, of the long pass to DeSean Jackson.
The second one,
where
the
one where he is one step away. Is this the one? Let's see. I'm watching Vic. And he is going deep to DeSean Jackson.
It's just under
one step.
It's just slightly underthrown.
I don't even think it's underthrown. Can we see that again? I think it's right where it has to be.
The other two were underthrown.
One more. Look at this. In stride.
He slowed
in.
He's had to slow down.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
No. That's perfect. You've just got
to
be
that player. That's how close the Eagles were to winning the game.
Yeah.
They score there. They go up 30-17. I mean, it's over, right?
Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't. And that's what's killing this football team.
I mean, that was one shoelace away.
I know. That's the margin of winning and losing in the NFL, Merrill.
It is.
Well, let's hope next week we're talking about a win.
I have a good feeling about this. I really do. But if they don't win this week, this team is in deep, deep trouble. There's still time, but they've got to win this one.
Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. We're back. Dave Spitter with you here. John from Philadelphia joins us on the air. Hey, John.
How are you doing, Dave?
Good. How are you?
I'm hurting very much. So.
I hear you.
Now, my thing is, I have a question about the defense. Two things.
Okay.
One, the safeties. Now, our safeties haven't made any positive plays this year. I just Paige just kills me. He misses tackles. You know,
tackling has been really poor, John, and that I agree with you.
Yeah, then on the other side, Kurt Coleman, when he was in there at the beginning of the season, he was trying to make big hits, trying to make plays, not wrapping up, like you said, no tackling.
Right.
And then Nate Allen just doesn't look like you said, his knee injury doesn't look like he trusts himself, because last year he was very much aggressive, making plays over the top. And just this year, he looks very tentative, looks like he's thinking too much. And by the time he makes up his mind, the ball's caught and they're in the end zone.
Yeah. So what's your question?
My question about the wide nine technique.
Okay.
Now, the wide nine, like, is it hurting us because we have small, young linebackers, and our defensive ends come right up the field, and with our young linebackers, and they're not that big, they struggle with filling gaps and fighting off linemen to make tackles. Like, that doesn't hurt us at all.
Well, I guess here's what I would say about the wide nine, and for those complaining about the wide nine, I've heard a few complaints. The Eagles hired Jim Washburn knowing that that is the way Jim Washburn runs the defensive line. I mean, if you don't like the wide nine, then don't hire Jim Washburn.
I agree. But, I mean, the only, like, so far, okay, I've seen Jason Babin is really, he loves it. And he he's doing a great job.
All those guys are doing a great job. Babin's having a great year. Trent Cole's having a great year. Colin Jenkins is having a great year. But the linebackers are supposed to come in and fill the gaps in a bunch formation and make plays. And they're not getting off blocks and they're not making tackles.
You can't do it.
So the linebackers obviously have to be better. The defensive line has to be better against the run. And the safeties have to come up. And the suggestion that Alan made earlier, maybe the Eagles go to more eight-man fronts. Eight-man in the box.
Because with the corners we have, eight-man fronts, make them throw on Nandi and Asante. Make them make plays. I'll take my chances with them one-on-one with many receivers.
It's risky business going single coverage in the NFL. Generally, the rule of thumb for a quarterback is when you see single coverage, you throw to the single coverage.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we brought Nandi here for. You know,
I know.
He excels at bump and run. So if they want to, you know, see the one-on-one and throw inside a slant or something like that, let's see if he's going to make a play. I mean, I'd rather take my chances on that than what's going on right now with our defense.
I'm not disagreeing. And now, normally I would say, well, that would lead to big plays, and it's a very risk-reward type of defense. But this defense is already giving up so many
big plays. And the big plays are, you know, they're easy runs up the middle, and it's just, you look, and they're 60 yards, 50 yards. And they're just at the wrong time. The big plays just kill us.
Sorry for interrupting, John, but doesn't it seem like every big run has come handoff, run over left guard? You know, I mean, Michael Turner's, I guess, was the right guard, but Steven Jackson was left guard. Frank Gore all week last week was left guard. Maybe it's guard to guard, left guard. It's kind of running from guard to guard, attacking the middle of the Eagles' defense, no matter who the middle linebacker is.
Yeah,
it's not the middle linebacker position. It's everything.
And just comparing our defense to last year, I know we gave up last year. Remind me of the bend but don't break, and this year we're just breaking. I mean, last year towards the end of the season when Dixon got inserted into the starting lineup, I know he's out now, but I mean on run defense sometimes we, you know, hold them for three yards or less. But now every time somebody gets a carry, 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards plus, we can't get a stop. And you know, giving that up on first down, we're not going to get off the field on many third downs with third and short. You know, we need to put teams in third and long so we can use our pass rush to an advantage.
I just don't know what the solution is. I mean, tell me, are you gonna change the scheme?
I mean, I think that's what needs to happen, but that's not going to happen because, like you said, they brought your man in here for the scheme. They knew what it was, and he liked it when we faced him. He think it gave us problems, and probably because we're a passing team on offense, but teams are noticing how weak we are in the middle, and they're just hiking it, lining it up, and beating man-on-man and running right down our throat. That's all they're doing. At the point in the 49er game, I said, if Alex Smith can do this to our defense, who can't do this?
I know.
That's what it made you feel.
Especially,
like,
it's Alex Smith. Think about this, too. Everybody's throwing to tight ends and running backs.
That's true. Ooh. And that's where the linebackers come in. And the safety. They just got to make some plays. I mean, I'm not used to Eagle football where it's no turnovers. I mean, I almost got excited at the beginning of the game, but it clearly was an incomplete pass when Delanie Walker dropped the ball.
Yes.
And I mean, because we just don't make any plays. The ball goes up in the air. I mean, in years past, I mean, going back to that Giants game when Victor Cruz caught that touchdown, you would think, oh, maybe an interception, you know, because Eli Manning just threw that ball up there. And we're just not making plays and not creating turnovers and not getting any stops. And there's just one more issue I wanted to ask you about. Is there any way we'll run, I heard you say when you're talking to Merle Reese with Sean McCoy how good of a running back he is.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand with a 23-3 lead why we were in five wide sets and not running the ball with
Well, I think because the Eagles really respected, and perhaps too much, but really respected what San Francisco does against the run, and they felt that to keep drives alive, they would have the linebackers retreat into coverage rather than playing downhill to the line of scrimmage against the run. That's all I can think about. I mean, you know, short passes keep the drives going, but the fact is Eagles scored 3 points in the second half.
Unacceptable with all the weapons we have.
I know.
3 points. But Sean McCoy, you give it to him 3-4 times in a row, he's going to break one 6-7 yards, 10 yards. He gets better as the game goes on. He's so shifty. You know, he makes plays. And also, we're not capitalizing the red zone. We get down there. I mean, the Ronnie Brown play was one of the stupidest plays I have ever seen in my life. I don't understand what he was thinking or what he was doing. And I didn't like the play calling. I mean,
I agree with both of you, both of those points.
They're just terrible. I don't understand. We get the ball inside. It happened. Why don't we just fullback dive? Not even fullback dive. Give it to Ronnie Brown and give it to LeSean McCoy. Or we can't get a quarterback sneak. If we can't get a yard, we don't. We're in bad shape.
I know.
I don't mean it.
Dude, the frustration you feel and that you express is what everybody has felt and what everybody has expressed since Sunday. I'm with you, but I, for the sake of my sanity, I got to get ready for the Buffalo Bills. I just have to look ahead and be hopeful and think to myself that when the Eagles get first and goal at the 5-yard line against the Bills, which I hope they do on the first drive, I want to see what Marty Morningwade calls. I want to see what the personnel package is. I want to see what the formation is. I don't want to see a tight bunch and a trick play. I want to see the Eagles get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, I agree with you. Too many trick plays because we don't need trick plays. We're good enough to line up and beat somebody square up. We don't need double reverses. We don't need laterals, you know, throwbacks to the quarterback throwing down the field. We don't need wildcat. We have Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, DeShaun Jackson, Clay Harbor, Jeremy Maclin, Avon Cooper. We have plenty of weapons to kite the ball, line up, and play good football and win football games.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'd love to see this. I'd love to see Michael Vick get into the end zone.
Look at that play.
It breaks a defense down. And I just haven't seen it from this team in the red zone at all. Hey, give me a prediction.
We ran that last year, that draw, many a time. Exactly.
Yeah.
We ran in the Cowboys game. I remember the Cowboys game. And I was happy the first drive when we scored, when I saw the shovel pass, because I've been watching the Eagles for years. Deuce Staley, that was Andy Reid's thing in the red zone. And I'm glad he ran it. Now, I don't know where this was that game, because I'm telling you, what those plays that were called down there were terrible.
Let's go back and watch that run.
Yeah.
Let's just take a look. Give me a prediction real quick in case Andy Reid jumps in there.
Prediction, Bills game, must win, even though last week was a must win. I'm going to go 27-17. I think they stop. Only person that scares me is Fred Taylor in that run game. We got to do something with that.
Yeah, hey, Fred Jackson, you mean. Let's take a look at the run, the Frank Gore run. Thanks for the call, John. The Frank Gore run. Okay, so wait. Why does this happen? All right, so there's a gaping hole. Trent Cole's coming down from the right side. Who's at the? Is that Nnamdi inside there playing a linebacker, at the bottom of the screen there? Might be. So let's keep rolling it. Okay, no, that's Nate Allen. So Nate Allen comes in. So let's see. So he's through the line of scrimmage. Somebody gets swallowed up inside there. Nobody closes. Yeah, it's just. Who's at the top of the screen? Is that Nnamdi at the top of the screen, or is that? Are they playing an 8-man front there? Is that two safeties in the box? So they got Rogers Cromartie down here. Who's that missing the tackle? Oh, that's Nnamdi. Okay, so they have Nnamdi as a linebacker right there. They have four linebacker set. So Gore comes through the line of scrimmage. You got their tackle going up the field. Cullen Jenkins going up the field, so he's out of play. Mike Patterson gets engaged. So they get through there. All right. So there's a pretty good hole right there. And then I guess that's Chaney getting swallowed up in the middle there. Foku. No, Chaney's on the outside. That's Brian Roll getting swallowed up. Foku is on the top of the screen. Yeah, they got to get off blocks, man. And wait, back up again. Did Nnamdi even get blocked? Nnamdi didn't get blocked here. You got to get to the ball. I guess he's protecting the outside shoulder. Yeah, I mean, all right. It just, and then you make a move on Jarrad Page. A nasty move, too. And get chased down. Yeah, these are. I don't know what these. Anyway, Andy Reid will be along shortly, and I'm sure he will be asked these questions. Let's pan the room. Tim, let's see what we got here. Slowly, slow pan, slow. Looks like the usual fare. Let's see if there's any. Well, there's actually quite a few reporters there. See if there's any national jackals. Any national sharks. Looking to, as they sniff blood here in Philadelphia. Andy Reid coming up any minute now. Any minute now. We're going to take another phone call here. There goes Rob Motti, Associated Press. Jersey Shore-ing it down to the front of the room. He's a beast. What can I tell you? I love the guy. He's a beast. Rocky in Indianapolis. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Dave. What's up, man?
My blood pressure, Rocky.
Yeah, me too, man. You know what I like most about this show?
What's that?
It's every Eagles fan across, let's say, all of America
around,
call and voice their opinion.
Around
the
world.
World.
It's a worldwide web.
World.
That's right.
Anyways, this is just some things off the top of my head. A few things we need. We look great, Dave. Honestly, we look good. There's a few miscues on offense, but we look good. And you know why we're not winning games?
Why?
Because I know everything.
Okay.
We're not winning games because we're not tackling. We're not tackling. We're giving the ball up. And they're making all these adjustments, trying to get things work. I don't know. I could be wrong because I'm not in the mix like you are. But I just feel like we're not tackling like we should be. Like, if you look at them, all the big plays, like with Cruz, whatever his name is, from the Giants, that guy.
I mean, there's certainly – hey, listen, Rocky, I don't disagree. I think the tackling's been less than stellar, to be kind, and that's one of the reasons. But another – I mean, there's so many reasons. Red zone offense has been terrible. Kicker misses two easy field goals.
Yeah.
You know, no takeaways on defense. Careless ball security on offense. I mean, it has truly, you know, you want to blame the coaches, of course. It's been everything. It's been everything and everybody.
Do you think it's the new defensive scheme that Juan Castillo is doing, like, especially with Nnamdi? Like,
sure.
Is he not playing like he's not supposed to be playing? Is that why he's not doing as good?
I can't blame this, and this, and not blame this. That's part of it, too.
What do you think about Aaron Curry?
I think that he's a draft mistake by the Seattle Seahawks, and they're trying to peddle him and get rid of his salary.
Yeah, I just seen it on NFL Network, and I was like, well, we need a linebacker, but I haven't been watching the Seahawks, so I didn't know if he did good or not.
So
I
would love to tell you that there's a player out there who can come in here and change it all, but I don't know if that's the case. We're four games into the season, and the Eagles need to take it upon themselves to make this thing better. And that's the goal here right now.
Yeah, we can get it together. I got faith in it. Hang on just a second. I want you to hear something. Come here.
All right.
Hang on just a second.
Here we go. I'm waiting.
Hang on.
I like it. We got a kid.
Daddy is a good girl.
Oh, that's
all right,
cute.
Dave. All right.
I didn't know what did the kid say? What did
go, Eagles?
Oh, thank you. Tell her one more time.
All right, hang on.
All right.
One more time. Here you go.
That is beautiful, right, Rocky. Rocky, give me a prediction.
Prediction, I'm hoping we get it together and do, it's going to be high. I would probably say 31-24.
All righty.
All right, Dave.
All right, Rocky, thanks, man. Take care of that little baby. It's Eagles Live here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you. Andy Reid coming along in a moment. Let's take a look at some headlines, get you up to date. First things first, report is that Danny Watkins, number one draft pick, will start this week at right guard. That should be at right guard, not a right guard. Andy Reid will meet the media at 11:40. Well, we'll change that to soon. Very tough road game against the Bills. Very tough. So, Eagles got to win. And Michael Vick, you know, we had him in the studio yesterday. He was great, actually. And I talked to him, and I feel so much better. You know, I just feel so much confidence in him. I just think that he's the man. Tonight, we've got Eagles Nightly, and we would love you to check in. 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, right here from the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you. We've got the fantasy spin coming up. There he is, Danny Watkins, who started right off the bat in preseason and was replaced by Kyle DeVan. And now, reportedly, Watkins will get his shot again. So we'll see if Andy Reid talks about that, confirms it, denies it, doesn't discuss it. What is your guess, knowing Andy Reid? It's a report, so we don't confirm nor do we deny reports. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Reggie in Los Angeles joins us. Hi, Reggie.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, sir?
I'm still pissed off by this loss that we had on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you,
I feel for you. I mean, you have a tough job there. I mean, you know, you're just mad as we are, and I mean, you can't do a whole lot except, you know, kind of like a take.
Well,
I
try to tell you, like, I try to be honest with you. I'm not going to bury the football team at 1-3. They've been in down this road before. If we take a look at the Bills by the numbers, I'm very disappointed.
You're quite a tough guy.
Very disappointed.
Oh, it's just terrible. But I tell you, first of all these guys say about the linebackers being so bad. This all goes back to the front office. Okay, I'm sorry. These are 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round picks. What do you expect? I mean, these aren't like stud guys coming out. So that goes back to the front office and I'm sorry, Howie Roseman, okay, number one. Because you can't expect guys who aren't that great, you know, to become great players. So from that standpoint, you need, I guess, to get off their back. Because, hey, what do you expect, right?
Give me a real quick prediction, Andy Reid walking up to the podium.
I don't know, 24-20.
All right, thank you very much. Andy Reid with the media.
All right, injuries. Trent Cole will not practice today with a calf strain. Swelling is going down in that, so that's a positive. And Jason Peters will not practice today with a hamstring strain. And like I told you before, that'll be a struggle for them to get ready for this weekend. But they're working like crazy, getting rehab and so on. JP will be out there today working. We'll just see how he does. And then Daryl Tapp, likewise, will be out there working. So that should take care of the injured people. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Bills. They've got a good football team, obviously, by their record, and they're very deserving of that record. Our guys are in here today studying them and becoming familiar with them and getting ready to practice. Time's yours.
Andy, King Dunlop is going to be the left tackle.
King will move over. Yeah, he'll replace Jason if Jason doesn't go. So you'll see him in practice there today. Yeah.
Any other moves on the offensive line? There's a report.
Danny was working in there last week too, and so we're gonna give him a little bit more to do this week and see how he does, and that's he'll be at the right guard spot.
What's he done with this past month to get back to where he can get out there?
Well, really, he's been with Howard and just going over all the small things it takes to play. And so we've eased him back in here the last couple of weeks, and he's handled it well and done well. So we'll give him a little bit more this week, see how he does.
Do you need a bigger, more physical presence on the inside and the offensive line?
You mean, is that why we're doing this? Is that what you're saying? I wouldn't say that, no. I'd just say, we've always tried to get the best guys on the field that we possibly can, and it's really nothing to do with what the other guys have done or their size or anything else.
With Danny, was it kind of more mental? I mean, a lot was being thrown at him, and you said he needed to step back and...
Well, there were three things. The three things I mentioned, he moved from college to the NFL, that stuff, and then he moved from tackle to guard, that stuff. He moved from the left side to the right side, that stuff. So we took a step back to hopefully take a step forward. That's how that was the approach, and he's worked very hard for the chance to get in there, and so he'll get a shot this week.
Yeah, he used the word overwhelmed a couple of weeks back. Do you see him a little bit less burdened and less up here, and it's more of a natural for him now?
Yeah, I think that just comes with reps. I think that's what ends up happening, especially when you move positions.
Position, Andy, any changes there?
No, safeties are the same. Again, listen, they'll all have a role, but I mean they're same guys.
I don't want to get into X and O strategy, but in general, what kinds of changes after these last couple of days of looking over things do you think you can make to get a different result this weekend?
Well, listen, the obvious, and I'm not stating anything that hasn't been said already, but we've got to do a better job in the red zone, both sides of the ball. We've obviously our giveaway takeaway ratio isn't up to par, and so that's got to be better. And so we've gone through and analyzed the different areas, and we've obviously we've got to make some adjustments as coaches and players. I mean, we're all in it together, and so it's not one person, and we've all got to pull it together and get better.
General type
I probably wouldn't do that right now.
Step in and play on the defensive side, not just special teams?
Well, you know what he worked in? He had four or five special teams plays last week, which is a first, and did pretty good there. We'll continue to give him some work. You saw him work in with the defense last week a little bit, and he'll have a little bit this week. And, you know, we'll just keep bringing him along.
When you see the play that Keith Clayton made on punt coverage,
how do you – when you see a guy make a play like that, I mean, does that say, hey, maybe he can help us on defense too?
Well, listen, but he's been in on a few different occasions on the defensive with certain packages, and all those linebackers will have a chance to play. I mean, that's what we've done with them. So, but that I don't want to take anything away. That was a nice play. That was one play, but it was a nice play, for sure.
What's the one thing you try to convey to your team underlying? That's the sort of thing you want to try to tell your players? Give them what's happened last week?
Well, it's players and coaches. Let's get better. Let's identify the problems and attack them. That's what we're doing. So.
The mental aspect of it, though, in terms of the attitude and the player's attitude about what's been going on, do you see a sense of...
If you do that right there, and you do it aggressively, and you really are real, then all that works. But you, as coaches and players, you got to be real with it, and then you stay aggressive.
And that's it's very important. A lot has been made about switching Nnamdi from man to zone, and is too much been made of that? And if not,
you're talking about one of the greatest corners in this game right now, and he's been thrown in a little different. Scheme, and Asante went through it a little bit when he first came here, and then Nnamdi is going through. He didn't have the luxury of having all the camps and all that, but 90% of his plays are great, man, and he's got a handful that he'd like to have back. He's honest with you about it, and he'll take care of that. I mean, he's a great player, and then schematically, as coaches, we're going to put him in the best possible position we can, and that's our responsibility to do that.
What's the difference between
when he was here
and nine and now? Is it simply a scheme thing?
That's a nine technique. Fits his game the way he plays. He's not a guy that reads a whole lot. I mean, he's coming off and he's got one speed, and that's about 110 miles an hour, and that's how he plays. And
the run defense, you're going to be without Dixon now, who's one of your better guys. I think you're 30th in the league, giving up 100 yards every game. A lot of big plays. What can be done at this point, run defense?
Well, again, it's everybody doing their job. I mean, that's really what it is. And it's not one guy that's going to stop it. You've got to play as a team and make sure you take care of your gaps. And there's some things we can do better there. And we've identified those. We'll continue to work on them here and get it better.
Are you ready to go by Sunday?
Well, I think I've got to see how he does today. I've just got to see how he, I haven't seen him practice yet, so I've got to see how he does. Go ahead.
Along those lines of the run defense, any thought, on obvious passing downs, playing the nine technique, and maybe closing those gaps on run downs, just something to give a different look, especially with Dixon going down?
Yeah, we do that. I mean, we've done a couple different things, the slant game and so on. We've just got there's some other things that we can do to mix it up, and we'll continue to do that and get better at it.
Winston is probable, I think, for the last game. Does that mean he's healthy enough where he can play now? And have you thought about maybe putting him back at right tackle, moving Todd at all? Or?
Yeah, I'll probably leave it the way I've got it right now with the two guys there, and then continue to bring Winston along, and keep getting. Yeah, he's there. He's pretty close.
On Landry, you saw him in the preseason. Obviously, what does he add to the mix?
I'd tell you that he's a tough guy. I'm not saying, I probably compare him to when we had Grass Manis here. Nothing looked real pretty, but he didn't really care. He just made plays. I mean, that's what this kid did for us in the preseason, and what he's done in his career. So, he's a tough guy that has a high motor.
Andy, can football a long time. What's your perspective on what 1-3 means in terms of this team's prospects for the season?
Well, listen, there's nothing you can do about the past right now, right? So, I mean, that's in the record. You got to take care of the now, and you've got to learn from the past. So that's the approach we take. I mean, we are 1-3. That's reality. You know, so now we get ourselves ready to play the Buffalo Bills. That's what you do.
Have you been encouraged, Andy, by the way that the players have responded?
I'll tell you what I was encouraged by. I was encouraged by the number of guys that were in here the last couple of days. You know, when they didn't have to be here, and they were here. And so I'm very fortunate as a head coach to have guys that want to change and coaches that want to change. And the coaches were here obviously late last night, and there are a lot of head coaches that might be sitting in this seat that can't say that. But I've got guys that want to get better, and coaches that want to get better, and that's a good start.
When you're looking at the tape and seeing what went wrong, and you're identifying schematic things and this and that, is there something, a component to that maybe is intangible, like momentum, that you can't put your finger on and just hope it gets better this week?
Well, listen, there's always a mental side to the game. I mean, I'd be wrong to sit here and tell you that. So you look at all phases when you're sitting right here, and so there's obvious mental side for both coaches and players. And so you go through and you look at that, and you look at the scheme and personnel, you look at everything. So that's what you do.
What's happening?
And Cedric Thornton had made the team, and you had to release him to clear space, and now you got Landry back. Is there any reason for that, or why you didn't bring Cedric?
No, look, I think Cedric's got a great future. A big kid that comes from a very small school, and he's learning the defense, and he's working like crazy to do. He's got a great attitude, and so Jim's just bringing him along, right? That's what he's doing, and we're glad to have him. And Landry's got a little bit more experience. Yeah, that's what he is.
What's going on in your tight end position? It seems like Clay Harbor is maybe getting more snaps, he's getting more plays, and it seems like Brent maybe is struggling a little bit.
I probably wouldn't. That's not how I feel. I mean, to answer your question, I don't feel that way. The ones that Clay's catching, Brent's been blocking. You know, so that's all part of the scheme. I mean, you saw that last year. You saw it against the Vikings, when Clay caught the one in the end zone. Everybody jumped up on Brent, and that allowed Clay to make the catch. So they're both good. We've got two good tight ends, and we're going to use both of them. What you've seen.
Is one of his fingers popped out during the game? What happened there, and is that at all a factor for him?
Well, he jammed one of his fingertips, and he came back, and obviously it didn't affect him too much. He played pretty good.
You didn't sign in defensive end, so is it safe to assume that you expect that either Parker or Tapp will be?
Well, listen, we'll see today. We'll see. I'm thinking they're both going to go out and practice, and then I'll evaluate it and see how they feel. I'd probably tell you Tapp's a little bit further along right now, but let's see how. Let's see how JP feels, and he's been working like crazy. He went through a bunch of things yesterday and Monday, and change of direction things, and did pretty good. So we'll see how he does. All right.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid, and a good press conference from him. Some good news. Daryl Tapp back on the practice field. Sounds like Daryl Tapp will have a real chance to play on Sunday in Buffalo. Jaquay Parker also practicing today. We'll see where he is as the week goes along. And Danny Watkins working with the first team. And again, it depends on how he does moving forward. But it sounds like Danny Watkins, number one draft pick, will start at right guard. Eagles working him into the mix here the last couple of weeks. And so there you have it. That's your update from head coach Andy Reid. Dave Spadaro with you. We'll be going live into the locker room here shortly to hear from Michael Vick, etc., coming your way on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's Eagles Live. We take your phone calls, predictions, looking ahead. I know you guys are feeling it, but let's go. Let's get it back. Eagles, Bills, Sunday. talking about it here on Eagles Live.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Beaky. I've been wondering,
yes, sweet,
how can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. God fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Baldy, I'm sure you had an opportunity to take a look at the film here. Can this Eagles defense be fixed?
I don't know. I'm not sure, Fran, because they've got some real flaws within the defense. They've got an underbelly at linebacker that's very inexperienced and don't really seem to understand how to fit in within the defense. They've got safeties that don't tackle well. They've got some schematic issues. And, you know, until they can start shedding blocks and tackling some of the most basic components to good defense, I don't know that you can fix it. And they've juggled the lineup. I don't see a whole lot of other guys within the organization right now that can step in and upgrade things. I think Juan Castillo is kind of stuck with what he has, which was a very incomplete roster.
I was talking to some of the gentlemen here on the crew, and we were talking about Nnamdi Asamoah. And we were talking about how he is struggling. And I thought primarily struggling because here's a guy who's used to a man-to-man defense, and he's trying to find his way in this zone. Is that correct?
Well, it's part of it, Fran. It really is. I mean, he's asked to play a lot of zone. He's asked to play safety. Last week he got caught on a switch between safety going back to corner because of the formation changed. And during the transition, he got lost a little bit, got beat over the top. He does seem to be a little bit lost in zone. He's certainly not as comfortable. Remember, at Oakland now, he was strictly a right corner and kind of was given that wide receiver to that side and kind of was able to man up, get his arms on him, use his size. And here he's playing off the ball. And, you know, he hasn't really fit in as well as what I think the Eagles kind of envisioned him doing at this point.
All right, that's Brian Baldinger and the gang at NFL Network. Dave Spadaro with you now. We take some phone calls. We'll go into the locker room. The big news of the day that Danny Watkins will start, it appears. He's working with the starters throughout the week, and he will start at right guard against Buffalo. Daryl Tapp, Jaquay Parker back on the practice field this week, and we'll see how they do. Tapp sounds like he is closer, as Andy Reid said, to being on the field against Buffalo. Tough game against the Bills. tough game. Michael Vick, will hear from him. We had him in last night here in studio, and he thinks the team is ready to let loose. We'll talk about all of that and more, including our fantasy spin tonight. Eagles Nightly airing at 7 p.m. Let's go to Florida and talk to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
Hey, you know what? I think we have a great opportunity this week.
Okay.
In Buffalo for the guys to either rise above it because they got their we have our best defensive lineman injured, best offensive lineman injured, probably the best guy off the bench on the rushing line injured, right? Isn't it a great time for everybody to step up?
I think that in the perfect world, yeah. This is your time to step up. This is when you say, hey, let's go, let's galvanize, it's us against the world. We've seen this so many times, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm from Philadelphia. And these guys have to understand, we must have a disconnect with these players, with these defensive players. I mean, we don't like to lose, don't they know that?
Well, the team has really been built over the years on defense. You win with defense, and this team is not one with defense at all. We look at Sean Merriman, and he makes an impact with the Bills in preseason. But I'm with you, man. Let's figure out a way to...
Who hates to lose more than us?
I don't think anybody hates to lose more than us. We've been frustrated to the point of we can't take no more.
Right. Exactly. And I think, you know, I hate to see it happen, but, you know, we're not going to take, you know, I mean, even I see us at 8-8 the way we're playing, if we're lucky.
Well, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go there with the record. I'm going to just really try to focus on the Buffalo Bills. I guess I've been guilty of looking ahead and saying, hey, the Eagles can get to this record by the bye week. Let's just beat Buffalo and salvage this thing.
Amen.
Let's just salvage this thing.
Amen.
This is scary. We're in scary moment. We are in scary, scary times right now.
We are, and it's tough to take. You know, it's taken me 3 days to be civil.
Yeah, I've been pretty miserable myself, but I'm always pretty miserable. So, but you know, that's just I hear you. I think this team, it's been frustrating.
Is it hard?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Listen, and maybe not the word. Maybe the word is not heart. Per se.
You know,
maybe
the offense has plenty of it.
The word is desperation, urgency, attention to detail, focus. All of these buzzwords matter. Yeah. So
I mean, they need to feel like they're part of this team, and we don't like to lose. And I mean, God, you have to reach down, dig down deep. I'm from Kensington originally, many years ago, and the one thing we used to say is, Dave, if we lose the game, we'll win the fight. I don't see any fight in this team.
I don't.
On the defense.
I don't disagree.
Do you ever hear that expression?
Of course. I mean, I don't see a team that is playing like if it loses, it's going to mean something, or players are going to lose their jobs, or, you know, it's sometimes more talented players. I guess they feel like they don't have. I don't know. I see Michael Vick playing with a lot of heart.
It doesn't seem like to me that anyone's standing up for anybody. You know, there's no, you know, fracas. I like to see when I'm losing, there's usually a fracas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to lose. And
although there were a lot of scuffles against the Giants, and I thought
there were. That's true.
I thought the Eagles would be really fired up for that, and. But then they let that lead get away, and that is infuriating to me.
Well, they that's hard right there. You know, it seemed to me that they couldn't let that happen to them. They had to step up, and they didn't, boy. But you know what? It's another week, and the season's not over.
I hear you. It's a long, long way from being over, my friend. Give me a prediction for the game.
I predict – well, I think we're going to get 30 against anybody. But this
no,
team,
we're not. No, 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 that,
nothing,
that,
but it's going to be another close game. How about 25?
25 what?
30.
You know, Gary, here's one thing. Let's talk about that. The Eagles aren't scoring 30 points every game.
Well, I give it to them. They can either – well, they lost it. They keep losing the points.
They're not – this is part of the whatever you say. You know, it's whatever you – is it heart? Is it – it's certainly not following through. It's not completing the task. They're not completing the task.
The Eagles have been practicing at full speed for a long time. And that's great. But if you're tired in the fourth quarter repeatedly, something's wrong with your conditioning.
I don't think they're tired. Who's tired? The defense?
Well, they look it.
That they're just it's not like the defense is on the field. The only reason the defense is on the field a lot is because they can't get off the field. The offense isn't three and out.
But the obvious thing is conditioning for some reason. That's what I get when I see this thing happen over and over.
Gary, the Niners had touchdown drives of four plays and five plays last week in the fourth quarter, I believe. Third and fourth quarter. So
we looked like we were in another speed from them.
Four and five plays. Yeah.
I know.
It's a lack of confidence. It's a lack of success. I don't know what it is. I just want to change it with a win, and I think a win would change things.
Hey, Dave, I'd rather have a root canal than watch them lose.
I'm with you. It's painful.
I hate it.
All right, well, hey, let's hope it turns around this week, Gary.
I hope so, too.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, 215-339-6709. The number here, Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. We're live every day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and every week night at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, it's Eagles Nightly. And we wrap up the day's events, and we will get into the locker room here very, very shortly with Michael Vick, etc. I want to hear some anger from these guys. Not anger. I want to hear some sense of purpose from the locker room. But I will say that what you say during the week is often not represented during the week. I just want to see it on Sundays. I want to see it this Sunday against the Bills team that doesn't really, you know, hasn't really faltered. I mean, they've been in every game. They're a terrific team. Damien in Atlanta joins us. Hey, Damien.
Hey. Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I just wanted to know, when is Winston Justice coming back?
Well, Andy Reid was asked that question, and it sounds like it's not happening anytime soon. It sounds like he wants to keep working with Harriman's at right tackle and with Evan Mathis at left guard, and he said that he's getting better and better and better, but at this point, Winston Justice is still a backup.
Okay, and I just had a few more points.
Sure.
Remember when you were talking about linebackers, and I'm just thinking about the draft because I think we just wasted draft picks. I remember that draft when Navarro Bowman and Sean Lee was in a draft and it was in the third round, and I was waiting for the one of them to get picked up. I knew Sean Lee had the blown-out knee. Navarro Bowman had some character issues. And we picked Daniel Teos Nation, whatever his name is, and I'm just saying, you know, I'll just be reminding of when I seen last week, you know, Navarro Bowman was really making some plays.
Yes, he was.
For the Niners.
Yes, he was.
And
what do you want me to say? I mean, the Eagles did not get production from Daniel Teo Nessheim.
I have one question. How about you think they got to switch the linebackers around? Like, what about Akeem Jordan since he used to?
No. It's enough of the switching linebacker stuff. Go. You got what you got. Make it better. And if you don't like it, then you're cooked. You're cooked.
Okay. I know you don't have a lot of time, Dave, but question. Okay.
Sure.
How about I haven't really heard about Jaquan Jarrett. Do you think he'd be on the field at least sometime, or at least just in game, just to see what he could do at safety? Because I think Page is kind of a liability in the tackling area.
Well, Jaquan played. You know, Andy Reid was asked that question in his press conference. He said Jaquan played a few snaps on special teams this past week, and you know, I guess I'd tell you that at this point, Jaquan is just going to be worked in very slowly. That clearly he's not ready.
Well, I have a prediction. I think we're going to beat the Bills, but it's going to be kind of tough. They're a team that if we do slip in the second half, they could easily come back.
Yeah, I mean, no team that plays the Eagles is going to stop playing, no matter how large the deficit is. I mean, this is what is so puzzling. The Eagles are built to have a lead, right? And they've had three leads and they've blown them. It's bizarre. So
yeah, and And I think there's some things that we could change. If actually on offense, if we don't turn the ball over, like 2 weeks in a row, we turned it over in the red zone. First that pick by Steve Smith against the Giants. And then that I don't know what he was. I don't know what Ronnie Brown was doing. That was. And then I was at the Atlanta game. I just keep seeing too many turnovers early. And last year we wasn't a turnover team. And if we actually forced some turnovers and actually took care of the ball, not putting it all on say like the offense. I mean if we say just scored or whatever, just measly 1 point. I know we just had a field goal or just some extra points on the board. We could have at least won the game. Not let the Niners beat us. You know, I know any team could beat you on any given Sunday, but he was looking like he was had Alex Smith looking like a good draft pick.
I know. And Merrill talked about it too. Hey, hard to say that any of those three teams are better than the Eagles, but the fact is those three teams beat the Eagles. And I on paper, yeah, there's no way that those three teams are as good as the Eagles, but you don't play the games on papers. On paper, you got to play the game on the field, and you got to play the game for 60 minutes. 60 minutes. And the Eagles didn't do it. So I think the Eagles have to step up and show a lot here.
This reminds me of either, 2000, I think it was 2003. I remember when we first had the link, and I remember if we could pull off a good streak. Because I see there's two tough games that we really got to have. I'm a person that I'm an Eagles diehard. I'm gonna say that we're gonna win the rest. I'm hoping in our mind that we win the rest of the NFC East games, and our two tough games is gonna be against the Jets and the Patriots. If we make mistakes against the Patriots, that's a loss. Luckily, we play them at home. But
yeah, and the Jets as well. Yeah. Hey, Demi, give me a prediction for Sunday.
Eagles 31, Bills 21.
Okay. Hey, good phone call, Demean. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. NFL Network, they're doing a little bit of conversation as they seem to be doing a lot these days, a lot of national media here. Let's throw it over to them for a little Eagles chit-chat. How does this team turn things around?
You want to win it all.
Philadelphia is pitching all in to win a Super Bowl.
The Philadelphia Eagles have an all-star lineup.
Dream team.
There's a few things that could turn that dream into a nightmare.
Can't nobody stop us, and they won't, but we in it to the end.
He is caught. They hit him. He fumbles the football.
I'm so tired of Andy Reid and this regime. He's got the keys to a Porsche. And he's riding it like a pinto.
Michael Vick just taking too many hits.
What a catastrophe.
I think he's spitting blood.
A very disappointing Eagles performance. He fumbles the football.
In all areas, we're terrible today.
I've had enough of this.
They're just falling apart. Change needs to be made right now.
My feeling? Do I really have to explain how I'm feeling right now? Sitting at 1-3. You want me to explain that to everybody in here? It's frustrating.
Charles and Mooch back with us. We're not debating. We're just discussing, but we are blaming.
Stand down.
We
Stand
are
down.
Blaming. So, Charles, who is to blame for the Eagles' collapse thus far?
The head coach always gets the blame, and Steve Mariucci understands this better than anyone, whether it's right or wrong. And Andy Reid has already gone on record and saying, put it on me. I'm the guy who's in charge here. I'm the one who has to get it fixed. We always talk about the run game. Is it ever going to be existent in Philadelphia? Pass protection from Michael Vick. Some of it he creates himself with his scrambles and sorties, but other times he's just getting hit a lot. They've got to figure out what they're doing scheme-wise. And remember, Andy Reid made Juan Castillo the defensive coordinator after having been his offensive line coach for a number of years. They've got to work to get some things fixed on the back end there. So when you look at it, it's Andy Reid's issue to own, and he's going to go ahead and do that. Remember, in the past, Mooch, this guy started 3-2. They finished in the NFC Championship game. Started 0-2 in 2003, finished in the NFC Championship game. Andy Reid typically gets things fixed.
That's just like Andy Reid saying he needs to be better, he needs to do a better job. He will never point fingers at his staff or his players. But there's a variety of things going on with the Eagles, why they're not winning games. And they could be 4-0. They should be 4-0. And it's not like you have one running back that fumbles or one corner that can't cover anybody or a center that can't make the calls. There's a variety of things. You know, you mentioned it already. You start with the quarterback. He's been hurt for a couple games. He comes out, they lose a couple games. That's always concerning if you worry every time Mike Vick goes back in the pocket and starts running with the ball. Juan Castillo, you mentioned. Yes, he's a new defensive coordinator, but they're playing with a young group of linebackers. Casey Matthews is drafted from Oregon, fourth round. He starts in the middle. They move him to the will. Then they move him to the bench. And now Brian Roll, another rookie, is starting at the will. They're playing musical chairs with that group, and it's affecting their play. And then they're up 20 points against San Francisco. Well, geez, when you fumble on the goal line and you miss a couple field goals and you throw a pick and you drop a pass, and then when all that's within reach to win the game at the end and kick a field goal to win it anyway, you fumble. And so there's a lot of self-inflicted wounds going on with that team that they absolutely need to clean up.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day. Grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back, Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles in the community. Well, on Tuesdays, that is what they do, the players' day off from football, but certainly not a player's day off from making a difference in the community. And rookie kickers Alex Henry and Chaz Henry were in the community on Tuesday. The Eagles bookmobile and Eagles storybook man visited FX McGraw School in Camden, New Jersey to read and distribute books to two second grade classrooms. Of course, Swoop was also in attendance to add to the excitement. The Eagles bookmobile tackles reading to give children a better field position in their lives. Every summer and fall, the Eagles bookmobile travels to hundreds of schools in the Philadelphia area, shelters, libraries, recreation centers, summer camps. At each site, the storybook man reads aloud to children and gives a free new book to each child, most of whom have never read a book. Good work by those two young men, quality young men and quality players here in the Philadelphia area. Eagles proud to have both Chaz and Alex Henry on this football team. And I know that Alex missed a couple kicks on Sunday, and that is not excusable, but he will bounce back and learn from that and be a better football player from that. 215 339-6709. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live. We'll hear from quarterback Michael Vick in a moment. We'll hear from the newest Eagle, defensive tackle Derek Landry as well. In the meantime, we take your phone calls as we take a look at some of the headlines here. Parker and Tapp back at practice today. Danny Watkins working in with the starters. Steve in Alabama joins us. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
How are you, Steve?
I'm all right, man. I'm glad to hear that Parker and Tapp is back. That'll help us out on the D-line.
Yes, it will. And, you know, around the corner after the bye week, Brandon Graham will also be there. And I personally believe Eagles will keep six defensive ends. You have to. Just too many injuries along that defensive line front this season already.
You think they're going to use Derek Landry? They used him as a D tackle, right?
Yes.
Tackle, right?
Yeah, I mean, they could use him in a pinch on the defensive end, especially if Parker doesn't play. It sounds to me like Tapp will play. He would be your third defensive end. Then you can use Cullen Jenkins at times, and you can use Landry as well at defensive tackle or defensive end.
Okay. Is Landry like – is he more of like the – is he run stopper or?
I think he's a hustler. I think he's a high effort Dan Klecko, Paul Grass Manis, you know, just really play hard football kind of player.
Well, I mean, it's do or die this Sunday, man. I mean, since the urgency is there now, I enjoyed that interview on the nightly Eagles nightly by Michael Vick. He said all that dream team talk is over.
Yes.
That encouraged me to hear that because I really do think some of that was in some of the Eagles' heads and they were stepping out on the field misjudging the opponent. But now it's time to go let it all out, like you said, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how we're going to do in the red zone when we get there. I want these dudes to be like a mad person just trying to get in the end zone. Like, we must get in. There's no other way. Cause it just seems like all these gadgets ain't working all the time.
We are all singing the same tune here. I mean,
yeah, I know.
More than anything you want, right? You want to see that the Eagles are desperate. You want to see that they're hungry. You want to see that they're ready to bite somebody's arm off to win a football game. That's what I want to see. I want to see it.
Why hasn't Shady taking it down there at the goal line? I really do think he could get in, man. Come on.
I can't answer that question. So. I got to believe that Marty will be asked very strenuously tomorrow by the media about the decisions and the personnel usage and the formations and all that down at the goal line. I mean, Shady, the way I looked at it, he had there were 12 snaps last week. By my calculations, in the red zone, he had three touches and would have been a target on the fourth.
Okay. One other question. Last year, red zone defense, did they pass the ball more to score touchdowns on us, or did they run the ball more? Or
is that I don't have the actual. It seemed like they threw the ball more on the Eagles.
So they kind of stopped that now. It's kind of more on the run now.
I don't know. I mean, the Eagles have given up 10 touchdown passes. Wait, let's see. Yeah, 10 touchdown passes in the last three games. I mean, that's terrible.
Well, red zone offense, red zone defense, and the turnover ratio, that's what's going to win this thing.
I think those are your two key statistics. More than anything, and we talked about it earlier, the fact that the Eagles have traditionally been among the best teams in the league with the plus minus and giveaways and the turnovers, and they're now down at the bottom. And the red zone.
I'm wearing my Eagles hat today, man. And good. Everybody's like, oh, your team sucks. I'm like, hey. Sleep on us if you want. That's all I had to say to them.
Eagles.
I believe we're going to climb out this hole and win the East. I don't care what anybody says.
Eagles fans have to be strong, too, just like the football players and the team does. I mean, we got all, you know, you're taking a lot of heat. We're taking a lot of heat right now. A lot of heat right now. Yeah. And it's deserved.
Oh, man.
And
all
it's deserved.
Over the place. WIP, Lord. Good grief.
Well, I wish I could say I listen, but I do not. But I can only imagine what it's like. And listen, the Eagles are 1-3.
1-3. I mean, you are what your record is, but we're better than this. So
well, we got to prove it.
We're gonna come out, and it starts with this Sunday with a good Buffalo Bills team. They're playing very good football, and we got to show our best. That's all it is.
Give me a prediction.
If we don't, we'll be 1-4.
All right. Well, give me the prediction, Steve. Bring it.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, though, are you allowed to give a prediction also? I never heard your prediction about the game, or you're not allowed.
Nah, just, I mean, what do you want? I'm going to pick the Eagles to win every week. What do you want? You
I
want
know,
me to...
I know. I mean, I just want to hear, if you get the score right or something.
I will give you a prediction tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll start that. Maybe that'll bring the Eagles some good luck.
All right. Well, my prediction this week, defense been letting them score a lot. I hope Costello, Juan get them right, but I think they're going to score 17 points.
Okay.
So it's going to be Eagles 31, Bills 17. I think we're going to hold them.
Okay.
That's my score.
And you know what, Steve? You'll be on the edge of your seat no matter whether it's 31-7, 31-17, until the very, very end, right? Because you're going to be like, hey, the Eagles, you got to hold on to this win.
Hey, man, yes, I will be.
I mean, I remember remember the win last year in Detroit where the Eagles had the big lead, and then Detroit came back, and the Eagles just could not finish. Yeah. They just didn't hold it and extend it and punish people and jam it down people's throats and step on their throat. That's what the 2004 team did. Where is that? Where is that put away mentality?
I want to see that. Yeah. I missed that. That's what I want to see.
And there are plenty of veterans here that know how to do that, and it's just not getting done.
I mean, I'm sure, and I trust Andy and them. I trust they, you know, in the meetings. I know it's real genuine talk going on. Everybody around the facility know what time it is, and we're sitting at 1-3. It's not where we want to be, but it's time to focus in on the Bills, to get everything else, and go play football.
I'm with
you,
Steve.
Point blank, and I agree we're going to do that. I think we're going to do it.
All right, man. Thanks for the optimism, Steve.
All right, Dave. You have a good Eagles
you
day.
You have a great Eagles day, Steve. All right, Michael Vick in the Eagles locker room about to speak. Let's go there now.
I mean, I don't think we're putting in more effort than the previous weeks. I think it's just a sense of urgency now, and guys really see the position that we're in, and I think they understand what it's going to take to get back, and how some things just has to change, and we're dedicated and committed to it, and we want to make that happen.
Isn't that a little unsettling, though, that you stand here saying that four games into a season, the urgency has to start now?
I mean, you know, it is what it is. We can't control what happened. You know, as much as we want to go turn back the hands of time and do it all over again, we can't. So the only thing we can control is what's ahead of us. And we just got to come together as a team. And like I said last week, we got to dig deep and figure out what we're going to do to change the feelings that we have and where we sit as a football team right now.
That being said, Mike, how confident are you that you got the guys in this room to turn this thing around?
I'm very confident. I'm confident in each and every guy in this locker room that they're able to get it done. Confident in myself. Couldn't be with a better group right now. And all we got is us, and we're the ones that can turn it around. And hopefully 4 or 5 weeks from now, you know, we can be talking about a totally different subject right now. But, hey, one game at a time, focus on Buffalo.
Mike, is there an example you can give of some positive signs that you've seen over the last couple of days that leads you to believe that the mentality is...
I mean, it's just all positive. I mean, guys, the last 2 days, Coach told us just take some days off and think about what needs to be done. We had guys in here lifting weights, working, watching film. We want to make it right, and we're going to make it right. And that's just it.
Mike, you said Sunday after the game, the team needs a gut check. Did you notice anything coming in today or yesterday that players recognize the same thing you did?
Absolutely. Just the feel around the building and the players, just the vibe that we're getting right now from one another. Just focused on taking it one play at a time, one game at a time. Focused on having a good week of practice, understanding the game plan and what needs to be done. And just letting Sunday come and going out and trying to execute and trying to get out of Buffalo with a win. So, everybody's upbeat and just willing to work hard to get there.
Mike, you said on the team website yesterday that the mentality of the dream team thing is over. There's a lot of fans in Philly who would probably love to hear you say that in person and explain it a little bit.
Oh, man, absolutely. I think the dream team, that word is dead now. You know, I mean, can't talk dream team anymore. And you know, maybe it put pressure on some players, maybe it didn't. But I think just the fact that it was lingering around and people was talking about it creates a sense of pressure. So I think that's it's over with now. I think, you know, we're one of the teams that just have to scratch and kick from the bottom now and try to figure out, you know, how we're going to get ourselves back to a position where we can, you know, compete with the best teams in this league. And like I say, we're a team gunning just like everybody else now.
If you could point to one thing on the field that you want to change this Sunday, what would it be?
Red zone. Red zone for the offense and the defense. I think, you know, we take minus some of the turnovers and minus some of the penalties and you know, the defense, you know, tightening up a little bit in the red zone. You know, I think things will be a lot easier and it'll be a lot better. And, you know, offense, we struggle in the red zone. On defense, we struggle in the red zone. And just got to get better in those areas. And if you don't, then you'll be at the bottom of the totem pole. And right now we're in that position. So, like I said, we're confident that we can change it, though. That's the good thing about it.
Michael, you see more and more film. Can you put your finger on it? What's going on in the red zone?
I think just turnovers. You know, just turn the ball over, not capitalizing on good possessions. We're first in the league and getting into the red zone. And we're like 20th in completing the drive. So, you know, those are obviously the things that we have to work on.
Do you think too many people may have bought into the Dream Team title and didn't apply the method?
I don't know. I don't know what the theory was behind it. Obviously, we all know that, you know, it surfaced and that term was lingering and we just had to deal with it. So now it's over and done with, and now we can focus on being the Philadelphia Eagles and playing good, hard football.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you're 70 yards away from breaking Randall's rushing record, man. What do you think of that in Randall's rushing?
Man, if I can break the record and get a win, it would be so sweet. But, you know, we'll get that win and we'll let that come. That'll happen when it happens. And, you know, I'm just thankful and fortunate to be around, you know, such a good group of guys right now that's willing to pull together and make this thing work. And like I said, see where we end up in the next couple of weeks. But one game at a time, one play at a time, let's see what happens.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Tweet, tweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some. It's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Godfly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you back, Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro here from the NovaCare Complex on this beautiful Wednesday. One more look at headlines, shall we? The Eagles are getting ready to get their first-round draft pick, Danny Watkins, back on the field. He's working with the first team this week in practice, and barring any setbacks, should be the guy at right guard against Buffalo. Today, Jaquay Parker, Darrell Tapp return to practice, and Tapp certainly seems to be on schedule to play against Buffalo. Parker will check back with you later in the week. Big, big game against Buffalo on Sunday. Good, good 3-1 Buffalo Bills team. And Michael Vick says, yeah, this team is ready to let loose. Eagles Nightly tonight, 7 o'clock, featuring the great Joe Dolan and his fantasy spin. Fantasy. This is reality, people. Eagles 1-3, and we're taking your calls. We're going to hear from Derek Landry, the newest Eagle, in just a moment. First, we go to Baltimore and talk to Ken. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'm optimistic, Dave. You know, thank despite you. Our terrible start, I'm optimistic.
It is a terrible start, and I'm glad you're optimistic. And I think nobody would have said that after Sunday's loss, but we now look forward to the Buffalo Bills and see just how hungry this football team is. Where's the heart?
That's exactly. We need to show attitude, confidence, and heart. You know, Dave, that's what we're missing. But I'm with the Andy Reid kind of mindset. I'm not with, you know, dwelling in the past. I'm with fixing the problems. And I'm, the reason for my optimism is that you see the bright spots in the defense and the offense and the way we play. But you know, we need to fix the little mistakes.
You know, Ken, you make a good point there. The coaches don't, fans, media, we all talk about. We live in the past. We moan about losses for days and days and days, and we talk in great glowing terms after victories, and coaches have a 24-hour rule. If that, the game is over and done with, and you move on to the next game no matter what happens. And I marvel at that kind of robotic way of thinking, that ability to shed what happened and move on very systematically to the next game. And, you know, that guy right there, Howard Mudd, goes into this game on Sunday, a 3-4 defense, a very loud Ralph Wilson Stadium with two new starters on the offensive line. So he's got King Dunlap at left tackle, Danny Watkins at right guard. It is going to be a challenge for the Eagles' offensive line, and I wonder, will they pull Watkins all, or will they just say, hey, look, you know, he's not going to be covered up per se. Just go find somebody, block him, and let's follow number 63 and play strong and be powerful.
Yeah. You know, I guess with the mindset, I guess it comes with being around the game of football. You know, I've been around football my whole life, played it and on the high school collegiate level. You know, so I'm with that mindset. You know, you got to move on, you know. It's no, you can't change it. And what's done is done. Like you said, it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback and things like that, but it's in the hindsight. But, you know, I have a couple issues.
Okay.
So, why are the Eagles fans down on the wide nine technique? This scheme is proven. You know, we're not the only team that runs the wide nine technique. Detroit, if you go look at their game, Detroit runs the wide nine technique, and everybody talks about their vaunted front and their vaunted defense.
It requires the back seven to make tackles in the run game, and the Eagles are missing a million tackles in the run game. And this is, it's just these open, gaping holes and these gashing runs, and it's happened in every single game. And Jim Washburn, that's the way he runs his front four. That's the way he's always run his front four. And you see Jason Babin with 7 sacks and Trent Cole with 4 and Cullen Jenkins with 4 and 15 sacks from the Eagles defensive line in 4 games. That is great production.
Yeah, it's great production in the pass defense. And, you know, when we're in 2011, and we want to cover 2 defense. Just like Minnesota, just like Indianapolis, this defense is built on allowing, you know, the dump down passes, but we must make the tackle.
Yeah.
We must make the tackle.
You know what's interesting about that, Ken? The rules now, and I don't know if this would, but you're really not allowed to practice in pads. So it makes it very difficult to become better tacklers during the course of the week. And, you know, you work on the basics, you work on the fundamentals, the techniques, but you don't do it at full speed, and you get into a game situation here, and you got guys bouncing off of Eagles.
Yeah, that's one of the things when, you know, with the new CBA, I was just like, oh, no. You know, and I hate Dallas, but you can go back to their season last year. You know, when they were bad, you know, Jason Garrett, they said they went to go practicing and hitting on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that brings the physicality of your football team out of your defense and your offensive line. You know, hitting every day is what brings the physical nature to your football team.
Yeah.
Especially a one that we started over again. We've had all new defensive coaches, a lot of new defensive pieces. You know, we need to be physical, and we need to tackle, and we need to play a part in intensity, just like you said over and over again.
Yeah, need that. Need that. Just that ass kicker in the middle of the defense, don't you?
Yeah. Yes. 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 We need that.
And
I like the graphic that you showed up in the San Francisco game when Frank Gore broke it. I guess between the right guard, the center and right guard, and when Brian Rowe got gobbled up. I guess what Detroit does is they kind of widen out their defensive tackle. So I guess Mike Patterson, you widen him out to like over top of the guards, and you squish the linebackers together.
Yes.
So you got a wide nine. You got Nnamdi, who's playing, you know, in that gap where the tackle is. You are culling in the three technique. You put the two inside linebackers like above the center in the guard, the inside, you know, the shoulders of the center and the inside of the guard, and you put Patterson on top of the guard. And, you know, you have, I guess it was Nate Allen on the other side. And so you can kind of funnel it to the middle.
Middle, that's what you're saying.
You kind of push to get Cullen and them to squeeze down and force it to come up the center. That's where you can guarantee to get everybody inside. And, you know, you can stop the charge that these offensive linemen are getting on the Eagles linebackers, their small linebackers.
I hear what you, here's one thing I will tell you. I'm not all the fourth quarter's been. We know these numbers are depressing, but you can point to the Detroit Lions and tell me this, that, and the other thing about Detroit. They are getting gashed on defense too.
Yeah,
they have given up a ton too. Now, what they've done is in last week's game, great example. They bring two Tony Romo passes back the other way. They turn the game around with takeaways. That's another thing really missing from this Eagles team. There are no takeaways.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, with Jim John, you know, this Eagles defense over the last decade has been, you know, built on turnovers. We need to get turnovers. But in order to get turnovers, we need to stop the run on early downs and force them into long passing downs on third down, like we did in the Atlanta game before things raveled apart. You know, when in that third quarter when we were, like you said, we had our ass kicking shoes on in the third quarter. Trent Cole teeing off, Cullen Jenkins teeing off, Nnamdi catching picks, Asante catching picks. But we need to stop it on early down. Stop the run on early down. But, you know, in 2011, this NFL, it's hard to play defense. You know, everybody's talking about how flawed our defense is. The majority of the NFL is flawed on defense. It's hard to play defense with the way the game is being officiated, but you have to do, like you say, you got to play within the rules, and you got to make plays on defense.
Yeah.
That's what Green Bay did last year that got them a championship. That's what New Orleans did that got them a championship the year before. We need to do that. We need to make plays, and that's tackling, forcing fumbles, catching interceptions, sacking the quarterback, and on offense, scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah. It's very simple. I mean, you can point to three or four areas and statistically and say these are the ones that matter. And it's takeaways, giveaways, it's red zone scoring, and it's the play in the fourth quarter. It's been dreadful. Hey, Kenny, give me a prediction.
I think the Eagles will be very motivated this week, Dave, and I think it's really turning around. I think Andy Reid got a little PO'd in the press conference on Monday. He was PO'd after the game. So I'd say 34-17. I watched the Buffalo Bills game against Cincinnati. I wasn't impressed by their defense. I think the Eagles' offense get on track with this game. And I think, you know, it kind of relieves some of the pressure on the defense, and, you know, the defensive line can kind of tee off. And, you know, I expect them to win 34-17.
Got you down, Kenny. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Dave. All right, man, thanks. I'll be talking to you later.
You got it. Let's hope we speak next week after a big Eagles win. All right, Derek Landry signed yesterday to a one-year contract, was with the team in the preseason, played well, had starting experience, and he is glad to be back at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, it was more get in here, work out, see what you got, and then something happens. Atlanta actually had an injury, and I don't know if it was Babineau or what, and he actually had come back, so it was kind of get in, see what you can do. If something happens, we'll grab you.
What have you been doing and where have you been?
All over. Shooting, working out, working on my rental properties, trying to take care of business. Well, I'm out of business in Indiana. A couple of rental houses, so.
How long does it take to get a paid? You talk about football shaping. How long a process do you think that would be for you?
Hopefully not too long. We got a game in a couple of days. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the answer to that. I just got to work out, continue running, trying to stay in shape, and when you come back out here, work yourself back into shape. Because there's nothing to simulate football outside of it.
How much does it help that you know the system and everything in
training camp? Oh, I mean, come in right away, walk in, I know everything. I mean, you get refreshed a little bit here and there just from stuff, get updated on what they're doing, but, I mean, it's the same stuff.
And it's only week 4. So does that help? That's not week 12. You've been sitting on, you know.
Oh, definitely. I use 12 weeks. I mean, you're going to lose a lot. Lose a little bit, but shouldn't take too long once you've done it.
After the preseason that you had, were you a little surprised when you didn't make the team?
I think so. I mean, you know, do the things that they bring you here to do and doesn't work out, I mean, sure.
When they reduced you, did they tell you, look, you know, we like what you did, you know, if something happens, call you, or was it just kind of see you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. Not to see you, is if something happens, we'll call you. So I guess you wait for it, don't know whether it's going to be true or not, but, you know, it's one of the things. You like the guys in the team, you like the team, it's a great organization, and so you hope that that's what happens.
How tough was it to not be with a 10? It's been a long time for you that you had to play football in fall.
I don't know, ask my wife. I was in depression for a little while, I think slept it off for a little bit, and then, you know, you got to get back on the bike and ride.
Especially, you know, you started 16 games last year, it must have been a little awkward to just be there on Sunday. Not being on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this since, high school? A little bit of Pop Warner, but it's every season. You know, this is the time of year you go to work. And so to sit back, you know, watch my buddies play, it's good to see them play, but to not be a part of that, it eats at you and frustrates you.
Were you keeping tabs on this team?
Oh, yeah, I watched every game. I mean, you know, like I said, a lot of good buddies on the team, play with a lot of guys. And so I watched them.
How tough was it to kind of see what they were going through and kind of feel helpless like you couldn't do it?
It's rough. I mean, like I said, I like the guys, got buddies, like the organization, want them to do well, especially if I'm coming back, you know, which was hopefully, you know, what was going to happen ended up happening. So it was rough to watch, you know, because, you know, things that shouldn't happen, injuries, stuff like that. It's always rough to watch.
Did you know that Antonio got hurt?
I think I got a mass array of text messages and phone calls saying, you know, Antonio went down, and well, have you heard anything, all that good stuff. But, you know, people got you on the Google alert and all that stuff.
What did they call you or text you or Google you?
Who, everybody or these guys?
Eagles.
Well, you know, I think my agent, once they got the injury report, called them, and then it was probably Monday before afternoon sometime.
So you feel like you play some snaps Sunday if they ask you? You get out there?
I'll be ready.
Derek, no one wants to get the opportunity because of an injury, but what can you do with this opportunity given the fact that you can come back and help them out now?
Play football. I mean, that's why they brought me here. That's why everybody's here. Play football and win.
Where were you living, spending the past few weeks? Where were you living?
I was in Buffalo for a little while with my wife's family, and then I was in Indiana working on my rental properties.
You just got a request while you're in Buffalo.
Actually, yes. Now you mention it. My wife's family's a big fan, and I'll probably be working for tickets this week, getting everybody there. But, yeah, I mean, I watch them as well, so a little familiar.
So they're going to be pulling for you, or they're going to be pulling for the Bills?
They'll probably be pulling for me, I hope. At least they're not going to tell me they're not going to. You never know.
So watching the last three games, any thoughts on, I mean, you know how much talent there is here on the defense. Any thoughts on what's been going on and why?
No. I wasn't around here. I mean, not in the inside, so I'm not going to speak on something I wasn't a part of at that time.
Thank you.
empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At the end of the day, you can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce, to our fresh veggies, to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Forty years, 14,610 days, 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution, all for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series, prime, perform, recover.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
One more peek at the headlines here on Eagles Live before we wrap things up. Back at practice, Jaquet Bakker and Darrell Tapp, defensive ends getting a little healthier with Darrell Tapp coming back from that pec injury, and Parker, the ankle sprain, and that's good news with, of course, Trent Cole out for a couple of weeks at least because of that hamstring or the calf injury for him. Also, King Dunlap starts at left tackle offensively. Danny Watkins working with the first team. He is on the road to start his first game against Buffalo on Sunday, a very tough game expected against the Bills. And Michael Vick saying, yeah, the team is ready to let loose. We'll talk about all that and a whole lot more tonight on Eagles Nightly, featuring our fantasy spin with Joe Dolan. Let's take a call here from Tony in Massachusetts. Hey, Tony.
How's it going, Dave?
It's going all right, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Feeling a lot better than I did Sunday.
Awful, wasn't it? Isn't it a terrible feeling to lose?
Yeah, definitely, especially being in Massachusetts dealing with Patriots fans.
Well, yeah, they've certainly been spoiled over the years, have they not?
Yeah. Oh, and I was rooting for the Bills a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And did you watch that game? I wonder, you know, it's such a I watched it. I watched them against the Raiders. Explosive team. They really believe in themselves. They've got a lot of energy they play with. The Eagles better not go up there thinking it's going to be a cakewalk at Ralph Wilson Stadium. The weather's supposed to be gorgeous. It's going to be a loud crowd. Perfect day for an Eagles win.
Yeah, and I mean, the Bills definitely, their offense is going to be a challenge for us because they got the running and passing game both going very well.
Yep, they're very balanced.
But for us on offense, I think we have a chance to really let loose again. Hopefully another big game from Vic and maybe get McCoy more involved this week.
Yeah, I think the Eagles can move the ball. I mean, I think they can move the ball against anyone. It's just a matter of, Tony, can you score touchdowns, please? Can we get this red zone thing fixed? on a consistent week in, week out basis. That's really what this team needs.
Yeah, and I'm really thinking that they're going to be working a lot on that, and hopefully it's going to show this Sunday, because it has been atrocious.
Like,
like watching the team just drive so many times, and then you see all the trick plays and the running with Schmidt instead of McCoy. Like, I don't understand. But I mean, I understand that McCoy is not the biggest back, but I mean, he's gotten a lot stronger.